You did quite well because I see that you got signed to Parlophone.
I missed out that when the Paramounts was formed by the owner of the dance hall with Robin Trout, that we also had a vocalist called Bob Scott, who was from the Clansmen. So we were four: bass, drums, guitar and piano, and Bob Scott, frontman, vocalist. We just used to do rock covers and things. He liked doing Rick Nelson. But one weekend, he didn't turn up. And we were at the gig. Bob Scott never showed. So I said, well, do you know any of the words, Gary? I said, if I don't, I could make them up. Drummer sang a few, and I ended up singing most of them. And the following week, I was the singer and pianist, not just the pianist. We did well locally, always playing, until we made a demo, and it got to Parlophone, and they said, we'll sign you up.
Had the Beatles signed to Parlophone already?
They already had. We signed in December 1963, and I think the Beatles signed up earlier that year. Remember, the Parlophone boss said, look, I got the Beatles in my right hand, I got the Hollies in my left hand, and I want the Paramounts in the middle.
Sounded encouraging to you?
Well, yeah, we didn't quite have the hits that the Beatles and the Hollies had, mind you, but we scratched the charts a couple of times and continued to grow.
You had a hit with a cover of Poison Ivy, and just to do a 6 degrees of separation for you here, Gary, when you came to Australia doing that British rock symphony,
yes,
you played with a guy called Billy Thorpe, Australian rock legend.
Yeah.
One of his earliest songs was a fantastic version of Poison Ivy, which he would have done in about 65. If he ever mentioned that to you, I don't know if he was a Paramounts fan.
Well, bless him, he was a lovely man. Of course, he's sadly missed now, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
Yeah, no, we've got on very well with him. He's a very good guy, you know. But I can't remember discussing Poison Ivy with him. May have come up, that was in 2000, I think. It's a long time ago.
So anyway, so the Paramounts, at least you've got a record company and you're releasing singles, and also by the time of your third single that you actually delved into a little bit of songwriting yourself. You wrote a song with Robin Trower, It Won't Be Long.
In those days, usually groups went into the studios at Abbey Road, and the idea really was to record a single and a B-side. And after doing that once or twice, Ron Richards, the producer, he said, we recorded the A-side, can't remember what it was now. And then he said, what are you going to do for the B-side? Well, we've got this, we've got that. He said, well, why don't you write one? I don't know, never written one. I said, well, have a go. So 10 minutes later, we wrote a song. I mean, it was only about half an hour left of the recording session, so we wrote it and recorded it in half an hour. And we did that two or three times, myself and Robin Trower, but it wasn't the start, really, of a songwriting career. It was really to fill in that B-side, and also because you stood a chance of perhaps earning a little bit more money out of it if you'd written one of them.
Did you enjoy the process?
Went by so quickly, can hardly remember it. I mean, we did write about the second or third one we wrote, Robin and I, was called Don't You Like My Love, and I always thought, ah, I like that one.
Southern FM, it's the Paramounts, Poison Ivy, It Won't Be Long, Don't You Like My Love. The Paramounts lead singer was Gary Brooker, and of course Gary Brooker was the lead singer of Procol Harum. We are speaking to Gary over the telephone all the way there in Malmo, Sweden. It's 88.3 Southern FM, it's the Purple Haze program. As I mentioned, our special guest this evening is Gary Brooker. Southern FM, www.southernfm.com.au is our website. We're going to go to a little promo and then we'll go back to our conversation with Gary Brooker. Purple Haze.
Tune into Purple Haze and hear sounds that are guaranteed to blow your mind. Sounds like this.
This is nothing left for me in this land of misery. Pity no one understands.
Join your host, Nick Black, on the second and fourth Wednesday of every month from 8 till 10 p.m. on 88.3 Southern FM. Purple Haze.
What was the story of the Paramounts? Because you guys disbanded in 1966.